will bless your name, will give you glory. You are the Lord. You will never change. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. You will never share your glory with any man. You are a great God. We bless you. We exalt you. We bow before you. We say you are God and you are not a man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift you up higher. You are the Almighty. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Jireh. Lord, we honor you. You are God and you are God forever. Lord, we bless you. You are God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you for strength. We thank you for healing. We thank you for provision, for protection. Lord, we honor your name. You are good unto us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy endures over our life forever. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 15th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Honor him for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Thank him because he is God. He will never change. And I want you to stand upon his word and declare over your life as you go today that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the evil that is programmed into this day is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, I declare this day that the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I declare that I am highly favored. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord release favor. The Lord release his grace upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon that is formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are condemned. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord God will arise and he will fight for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, surely the goodness and the blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the favor of the Lord covers me like a sheet. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I am not rejected. I am accepted. For this is the time for the Lord to show me mercy. This is the time for the favor of the Lord to walk upon me. I receive favor before God and before men. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I receive favor in the presence of God and that of men. In the name of Jesus, every step that I take today, I declare that favor of the Lord surrounds me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am favored on all sides. I say it again, that I am favored on all sides. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that in the name of Jesus, the Lord compassed me about with his favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I receive favor before God and before men. In the name of Jesus, my life begin to respond to the manifestations of favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare in the name of Jesus that I become a channel of favor to men. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel every evil expression that is in this day. Expressions of death, expressions of sickness, expression of accident, expressions of infirmity, I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, I stand up the word of the Lord and I cancel with the blood of Jesus every language of infirmity that is spoken into this day. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I come in the volume of books that is written concerning me to do the will of the Lord. Oh, to stand by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I stand on his word today and I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to pray on the prayer request that we have received to pray for our brethren that we have been praying for. Father, we thank you. We give glory to your name for these people that we have been praying for. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the healing. Thank you for your hand of grace that is upon their life. Thank you for defeating the enemy. over them. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, for breaking the yokes of the enemy over their life. We give you glory. Thank you for the healing that you have given to them. Thank you for your blood that has flowed into their body and has perfected their healing. We honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Father. And Lord, this morning, we are using them as a point of contact to everyone that is listening to this podcast this morning, that the hand of healing of the Lord come upon you in the name of Jesus. I stretch out the hand of the Lord Jesus upon you as you are listening to my voice. Whatever that is in your body that is not of God, they disappear today in the name of Jesus. Every swelling in your body, in the name of Jesus, I command them to dry up. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel every language of infirmity over your life. In the name of Jesus, sickness, infirmity, disease that you are seeing today, you will see them no more in your life. For the Lord will silence them over your life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord, for he has borne your sorrow, he has carried your grief. The chastisement of your peace is upon the Lord Jesus. And by the stripes of the Lord, you are healed. I declare your healing in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is in your body that is working against the will of God is taken away in the name of Jesus. That which that is in you that needs to be replaced is replaced. Pain is taken away from you in the name of Jesus. Your healing is perfected in the name of Jesus. I pour out upon you the balm of Gilead. I pour out upon you the oil of the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pour it upon your head. It flows down to the sole of your feet and you are healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning, we are still going to read from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 60. We are going to take some verses there and I am going to pray for you. I don't want to say that I am rounding it up, but I want to pray on that which we have been hearing since Tuesday and that which that we prayed about yesterday. I want to put the name of the Lord upon your life. The reason for me not saying that we are rounding up, it's the word of the Lord. It might be tomorrow morning or next week that it will allow us to go back to that particular verse again. He is our Lord and he is our God. So whatever he says we should do, we'll follow. Whatever he asks us to say, we'll say. All he says that we should open our mouth and he will fill it. So Isaiah chapter 60, I'm going to read verse 1 to verse 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising, in Jesus' name. Amen. There's something I want you to know in that verse 3. When darkness is upon any life, nobody will come to you. The Bible says, and the Gentiles will come to your light. It is when there is light, when the light of God is upon you, that whosoever that will want to be a blessing unto you will see you and will come straight to you. I want you to go to verse 18 of that same chapter, Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 18, this is the word of the Lord upon your life. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, wasting nor destruction within thy border, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. Now listen to this. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. In Jesus' name. This is the blessings of the Lord upon your life as you go out today. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon you that the light of God shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord today. I raise the name of the Lord over your life and I break every yoke of darkness that is upon your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are no longer trapped in the midst of darkness in the name of Jesus. The powers of darkness, they have lost their battle over your life in the name of Jesus. I declare today that the light of God shine upon you in the name of Jesus. Your sun will not go down anymore. Your moon will not withdraw itself. For the Lord God will be your everlasting light in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not quench your glory. They will not quench your light in the name of Jesus. I declare today that every hand that is risen up to take away the glory that the Lord has placed upon you, such hand wither in the name of Jesus. I declare every altar that is raised against you, they are put down in the name of Jesus. Every ordinances of darkness over your life, they are canceled in the name of Jesus. Every evil word spoken out of darkness over your life, they are canceled by the blood of Jesus. Oh, your light cannot be taken. Your light shine in the name of Jesus. I speak to the man that is inside you, the glory that the Lord has placed upon you. I speak to that glory. Arise, shine in the name of Jesus. You cannot continue to dwell in this state. Arise and shine in the name of Jesus. I connect you with the source that is the Lord Jesus. Oh, the glory of the Lord come upon you in the name of Jesus. I declare the fire of the Lord into your body. I declare the fire of the Lord into your bones in the name of Jesus. Every limitation that is placed upon you is broken in the name of Jesus. The Lord cancel the cycle of evil in your life in the name of Jesus. Patterns, evil patterns that has been launched into your lineage over you, it is cancelled in the name of Jesus. The Lord break the yoke of stagnancy over your life in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that the journey of your glory, the journey of your life is no longer in circle in the name of Jesus. As from this day forth, you go forward in the name of Jesus. I say it again, your journey is no longer in circle. As from today, you go forward. For the Lord break the yoke of stagnancy over your life. Limitation is removed from you in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord give you peace on every side in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Let me remind you again the program that we are having on the 28th of August. 28th of August 2025. The program is going to be a powerful program. The venue for the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden. Oluwadamilare Garden. The hall is beside National Open University in Ibadan here along Songo Eleyele Road. Before you get to Wahed Junction, before you get to that junction, you will see Tafu Arena. There is a turning. Before you get to Tafu Arena, you see a turning. There you turn inside. You see National Open University. You see Oluwadamilare Garden. The program is on Thursday, the last Thursday of this month, 28th of August 2025. I want you to prepare, plan, pray to be part of this program. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. We covet your prayer and your support for this pray, for this program, that the Lord will take control and the Lord will settle things that we have set ahead of us to do in the name of Jesus. Beloved, let me remind you as well of the coming of our Lord Jesus, for the bridegroom is going to come. Prepare yourself so that his coming will not catch you unaware. Prepare yourself. The light that the Lord has placed in you, let it shine to the world, that it will bring them to his kingdom. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.